You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
If you're suffering from pain, whether it be migraines, body aches, or some type of neurological pain, please listen to my next guest. You know, Dr. Kelberman joins me today to share with you information about peripheral neuropathy. And if you're ready to do it in an all-natural way, let's listen to Dr. Kelberman. Thanks for being here on Wellness for Life Radio.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. What are some of the causes of peripheral neuropathy? What is the definition of it, and what is the cause of it?
Peripheral neuropathy basically means that the very ends of the nervous system, typically hands and feet, are being damaged. There are 25 different causes. Let's just go over a few. The ones you're most popular are, at the head of the list, diabetic neuropathy, followed by chemotherapy neuropathy. Those people who are under treatment for cancer develop it very commonly. People who are on statin drugs for cholesterol get it frequently. People who have kidney issues, alcoholics get it, smokers get it. People with a stenosis of their lower back, which is a closing down of the nerve roots, get it. People who have autoimmune disease, Lyme disease, the list goes on and on and on, and each one of these is very different. And they need to be treated differently, which I think is the main reason why the medical world is struggling so much with it, and those of us in alternative care are succeeding at a much higher rate. Because there's no one thing that handles all the different types of neuropathy. If you've been paying attention to the TVs lately, they're advertising Lyrica as a diabetic neuropathy treatment. And medications, at best, only turn down your brain's ability to recognize pain fibers. They don't really heal anything or do anything else. So the idea with the treatment of peripheral neuropathy from a natural point of view is to enable our bodies to heal the tissue that is injured, and most often it's nerves, and most often in the calves and feet, less often in the hands. So they need to be treated as a primary. In this office, we do that with laser therapy, infrared therapy, and high-voltage electrotherapy as modalities in conjunction with metabolic nutrition. I know that's one of your specialties.
Yes, thank you. You know, I want to go into just helping people out there understand what it is and how they can figure it out themselves. Like, I'll tell you, I want to go into the therapies in a sec, Dr. Jason, but I want to really look at how can people know that they've actually got something, that they got to get it checked out from a natural
right.
neuropathy doctor. And for me, I just want to, give you a little bit of my personal experience. My first time I ever experienced this was many, many years ago, about 20 years ago, when I did not know at the time I had mercury poisoning, and my whole right arm was throbbing with pain. And I thought I couldn't be a chiropractor anymore. I couldn't think I couldn't adjust anymore because my sensation and my sensory touch was totally off. Not only was my sensation off, but I felt numb on my arm, you know, so it really, really was disconcerting. And once it started to get worse, I just thought maybe I might have slept on it wrong, but it just
sure.
wouldn't go away. So what can you tell the people out, our listeners, what do we have to look out for, especially look out
for? Well, first of all, heavy metal and mercury toxicity is definitely on the list, as is environmental toxins, which are becoming more and more prevalent. From a listener point of view, typically things that are going to affect the periphery will affect both sides at the same time, but not always. For example, if both feet are numb, that's a pretty strong sign that something is going amok with your nervous system. But everybody gets different symptoms. One person might feel it as numbness. One person might feel it as burning. One person might feel it as cramping or pain or sharp, sticky feelings. Or somebody might feel it as if there were bugs crawling on their skin. So each nervous system feels a little bit and gets altered a little bit differently. But typically, let's say if you come in and you say, you know, my left leg is in severe pain, I got pain running down my left leg. Typically, that's more spinal nerve related, like sciatica, than peripheral neuropathy. So can you have both at the same time? Yes. And that's where it gets a little tricky. In fact, I had a case who had sciatica, peripheral neuropathy, and plantar fasciitis all at the same time. And everybody was telling them something different, and each one wanted to do something different, when in reality they all needed to be treated simultaneously and it all went away. So that was a great resolution for that patient.
Great, great. And as we're segueing now into treatment protocol, you mentioned the different modalities. And when you do work with those different ones, you said it's a neurological impulse, it's electrical current, is that right?
Right. I'm as big a fan of laser as I am the electrotherapy. Laser penetrates so deep that we can actually get to the nerves that are being irritated and are either dying or completely gone. And so with very little pressure and no pain involved in the treatment, you can actually start to stimulate the nerve, which tells the muscles and the blood vessels and everything else in that region what to do, how to function, and so forth. So a big part of it is returning blood flow to the nerve and to the tissues down there. And that's where the high volt stimulation comes in as well, because it really does a great job at allowing blood flow to return, even in diabetic cases.
Wow. So, I mean, diabetes, everyone thinks it's just a lost cause. Once you start getting neuropathy, you know, and then, of course, sometimes it's in combination with diabetic sores, you know, where it's open lesions.
Right.
You just think that the next thing is going to be amputation. You're saying
there's no need ever for amputation any longer if they're under proper care. Absolutely. I mean, the equipment that we use was originally designed for the treatment of diabetic ulcers. So, it heals those in one quarter of the time than it used to. And along the way, what they found is that, hey, not only did it heal the sore, but it helped the diabetic neuropathy as well. And so that's how they got involved with that particular approach. And thus, that's how I got involved with it.
Yeah. So you're saying that it doesn't matter what stage you're at. If you have the right course and treatment, that you can definitely get help. Maybe you're not going to reverse diabetes, but you can definitely minimize the symptomatology. And then,
And diabetes is one that you definitely want to manage. And we have home care approaches with those people, because they're going to be diabetic for the rest of their life.
That's amazing. And, you know, we don't have a lot of time, but I want to know, what kind of results are you getting at your clinic?
I would say that of the cases that we get, and know that I get really advanced cases that nobody wants to touch, I would say of those, 80% are getting improvement, and of the 80%, 50% get extraordinary improvement. I just completed a case with a 93-year-old who was in a walker, which it doesn't get any tougher than that. And I was pleased to hear back from their neurologist that his sensation had completely returned and his neurologic signs were negative, and she wanted to know what the heck I did. So the results are phenomenal sometimes, good sometimes. And on rare occasion, you know, like everything else, we don't win every case.
Yeah, you're right. But you know what? You're giving so much hope to these people who didn't have any. I want to ask, just in the last 30 seconds, give me one supplement that you use, because you did mention nutrient therapy. One supplement that's awesome for the neuropathy.
Let's start with glutathione. And that's a major antioxidant in the body. Let's talk about benfotiamine, which is a fraction of the B elements. And let's not forget essential oils in whatever form the particular practitioner likes.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Kelberman. All right, go to losangelesneuropathycenter.com or go to drsuzanne.com. This is Dr. Suzanne on Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Stay well.